verse. I woke up this morning singing this song. We're going to sing it again. Death cannot keep his prey.
Yeah.
Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord. Death couldn't hold him. Nobody could stop him. The devil tried to stop him. The Pharisees and Sadducees tried to stop him. Everybody tried to stop him. Everybody, even death, tried to stop him and put him in the grave. But he said, I come to do the will of my Father that has sent me. And he died on the old rugged cross, gave his life for you, and then rose again the third day. Nobody could stop him. And guess what? I've got news to tell you this morning. I don't matter what problem you have. Doesn't matter what you face in this life. There's nothing can stop my Lord and Savior. He already conquered death. He already paid for your sins. All you got to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can stop him. So what I'm trying to say is when you get born again, when you get saved, and the Holy Spirit moves in your life, then there's nothing that can stop you from serving God. There's nothing that can stop you from living right. There's nothing that can stop you from eternal home in heaven. Why? Because Jesus paid your price. Jesus died for you on the cross. Jesus already went to death, and he rose again in victory. And he says, in like manner, as you see me going away, I'll come again. And he said that where I am, you may be also. And as Jonah was 3 nights in the belly of the whale, 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, he says, so shall the Son of Man be 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And he was, but he rose again. And that was a picture. That's why when we get saved, we get baptized. It's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection. But one of these days, it don't matter if you're in the grave or if you're alive, one of these days he's coming back to get us. And we're going to rise. We're going to rise like we never rose before.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to rise from the grave if we're dead, or we're going to rise. Those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air.
Yeah.
And so shall we ever be with our Lord.
Yeah.
I thank God this morning.
Yeah.
Thank God this morning that he arose and has claimed victory.
Yes, sir.
And I've been singing this song. I read the back of the book and I win.
Yeah.
Amen. I read the back. The devil can put temptation. He can oppress me. And things of this world can try to pull me back. But you know what? I read the back of the book.
Yes, sir.
We win. That's all there is to it.
Hey,
amen. You sing his last verse. We're going to slow it down a little bit. You sing it.
Death cannot keep his prey.
Turn to page 146. Page 146. My vocal cords will wake up here in a minute. Page 146. Come and die. y'all know it or not, but food is spiritual. Amen. It's a spiritual thing. It'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Y'all get that in a minute. Food will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It's a spiritual thing. I find that the older I get, it don't leave me or forsake me. Amen. Let's turn to page 310. My God is real. Amen. Yes. Because he's alive, he's real, and he's living today. I was reading something the other night, and it gave the birth. It said Buddha, and it gave the country where his body is. Muhammad gave the country where his body is. And it went through a list of gods, and it went through all of them, and Allah, and gave a list of where all their bodies are. And their tombs are there, historical markers. Their tombs are there today, and their bodies were in there. Their bones are decayed, but their bodies are there. And there's a historical marker in Jerusalem too, but there ain't no body there.
Yeah.
Why? Because my God's alive and he's real. Amen. Page 310. My God is real.
Yes.
Sunday. I appreciate the Lord for Sunday. Amen? Amen. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter number 2, he said, this is what he said. He said, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." That's what Jesus Amen. Said. He said, the only sign that you're going to need is the sign of the resurrection. He said, I've raised the sick. I've healed those that are lame. I've made the blind to see. I've even raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, but the only sign that you're going to need is the sign of me rising again the third day. So that's what he said. He said, you destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it up again. And of course, they thought he was talking about the earthly temple. And they said, well, it took us 46 years to build this temple. And he said, wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? And it says, but he spake of the temple of his body. The temple of his body. Mm-hmm. Amen. They couldn't keep him down, could they? They tried to destroy the temple, the body of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, what know you not that your bodies is a temple of the Holy Ghost of God? You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Amen. If you're saved here this morning, you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And you are the temple of God. And Jesus, they tried to destroy his temple, his physical body. And even his physical body, he rose again the third day. But if you think about what the Pharisees and the scribes and then the mockers and Satan himself tempting Jesus and the doubters and the soldiers at the cross, then you have Judas and you had Herod and you have Pilate and you have Caiaphas and you have the Jews and maybe even some Muslim or Buddhists around and down that time. But what they didn't realize that Sunday was coming. Amen. It might have been Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday when they crucified Jesus. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Them days passed by. Nothing took place. Nothing happened. But Sunday was coming. Because Jesus made the promise. He said, you destroy this temple. In 3 days, I'll raise it up again. I want you to know Sunday was coming for them people. Sunday may have caught them unaware. They wasn't all gathered around wringing their hands. They went about their own way and own life, thinking they did what they always do when they do a crucifixion. They crucify him and the guy's dead and he's gone. That's all you hear about him. But that's not all you hear about Jesus Christ. For 2,000 years we've been preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Sunday came that day. Sunday is coming. Amen. I'm glad for Sunday. Sunday's coming. Amen. One day the UN and the God haters and the God rejectors and the Bible correctors and the deceivers and mockers and the mega crowds that's not announcing the name of Jesus Christ. They're saying God and they're bringing God lower down to the ecumenical crowd and the movement and the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons and the Catholics and the New World Order and the peace and the LGBTs. And if you know what that is, the lesbians and the sodomites and the Gomorrah and Russia and Islam and the Antichrist are going to have their day because Sunday's coming.
Right.
Sunday's coming, friend. Sunday's coming. I'm glad for that. Sunday is going to take place. It really don't matter what others say about Jesus. We know what he's going to do because we have the prophecy fulfilled in the Word of God. It don't matter what your friends think about Jesus, whether they believe in God or not, or believe in the resurrection. Friend, it happened, and that's all. It's it.
Yeah,
it took
right.
place, and there's no argument. There's no explanation. There's no argument. He got up from the dead.
Hey,
death
Mike.
Couldn't hold him. He came back like he told him. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll rise it up. And that's exactly what he did. But Sunday's coming for the God haters, and Sunday's coming for the non-churchers. Sunday's coming for those that do not believe in God. And we live in a period of grace, an age of grace. We have the grace of God. We have the mercy of God. We have the grace of God extended where men can be saved by grace. But if they go ahead and they continue to reject God and continue to denounce God and to denounce His Son, I've got news for them. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. The Bible says that Sunday's coming for the Antichrist. He's going to set up a kingdom and sit up on a throne. And even Satan himself says, I will be like the Most High. I will be high. I will be lifted up. He said, yep. You set me on a throne and worship me. That's what Satan desires. And one day, Satan is going to have his day. Satan is going to have his high. Satan is going to have a kingdom. But I got to tell Satan something. And all the demons of hell, that Sunday's coming, friend.
Yes,
Sunday's
sir.
Coming for the new world. Sunday's coming for those that hate God. Sunday's coming for the one world movement. For the peace treaty, Sunday's coming. The only peace that will take place is when the Prince of Peace will come. I got to tell you this morning, Sunday's coming. And you better get ready. And we better be ready for Sunday to come. Because Sunday's coming. Hey, people may be sleeping. They may be quiet for 2 or 3 days like they was before the resurrection. They may have just go their own way and do their own thing and act like they didn't crucify Jesus and act like he didn't say he was the Son of God. Oh, but let me tell you, hey, one early Sunday morning, hey, when they went to the tomb, they found that Jesus wasn't there because he got up from the grave. Hey, thank God for the power of his resurrection. I serve a living Savior. I said, I serve a living Savior. He's alive and well today. Yes, you say, where is that? Where is he at, Brother Andy? The Bible says that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Hallelujah to God. I don't know about you, but it makes me kind of happy knowing I got God. Hey, he's not a gray-haired old man upstairs worried about what's going on in the country and worried about what I'm doing from day to day. Hey, but only thing he's in his mind is his children. The only thing that's going through his heart is the people he bled and died for, the bride of Christ, the church of the living God, the born again. Hey, the saved, the blood washed. That's in the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
Friend, he got up for me that third glorious day.
Yes, Heavenly Lord. Hey, Mike.
And don't think that he's forgotten about it. And don't think that he's sleeping. You say, well, he's been gone for over 2,000 years. And Paul preached about his coming. And Peter preached about his coming. And the apostles turned the world upside down, preaching Jesus' death and burial and resurrection. And they turned the world upside down. And all the world was turned upside down. And for centuries after centuries after centuries, hey, we've been holding up an old King James Bible and saying Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Lamb of God. And he's coming back. And for centuries after centuries, hey, there's been revival. And there's been great awakening.
Yeah.
And great awakeness came when people had fell on their faces and repented and trusted in Jesus Christ for the saving of their souls. And friend, they turned back to God. They turned back to the old time way. Friend, I got to tell you, hey, Sunday came for them. And I'm glad that one day Sunday came for me. And the rolls arose in my heart. And death could no longer have dominion over me.
Yes,
and sin can no longer have dominion over me, for I accepted the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he filled my soul. I said about 10 acres of heaven came down and filled my soul that day, and I've never gotten over it. Hallelujah.
Hey, Brian.
Sunday came for me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm glad Sunday's coming for me. But the Bible says in Revelation 19 and verse number 11, said, I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And he in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he said, had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God.
Yeah.
You'll live by the Word of God, or you'll die by the Word of God.
Right.
Hey, friend, I would rather choose to live by the Word of God in my life. Hey, friend, hey, you need to learn to stand on your own 2 feet. Stand like Jesus did when all people forsook him. Stand like Peter did once he realized who Jesus was. And Jesus told him to feed my sheep. Stand like the disciples did in a contrary world about people accusing them of being some kind of false people preaching a false gospel. Hey, but for 2,000 years, hey, they preached Jesus. And they preached Jesus.
Yeah.
And they preached Jesus.
Yeah,
and we're still preaching Jesus, because Jesus is the only thing that'll help you. And Jesus is the only cure for any sickness in this world.
Yes.
And Jesus is the only hope that we have. Our hope is nothing less than but Jesus Christ, friend.
Yes,
it's Jesus all the way. I want to encourage you this morning, hey, to stand with Jesus. He stood for you. Stand with Jesus. He stood for you. Stand with Jesus in a world that's contrary. In a world that's apostasy, amongst your friends that doesn't believe in Jesus, amongst your people, hey, that don't know why you go to church, or why you live for Jesus, or why you sing Amazing Grace, or why you sing Love Lifted Me, or why you sing I'll Fly Away, or why you sing these songs. Hey, what they don't know is that way down inside of you is the Son of God, the resurrection Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One day they'll receive that atonement by God's grace before Jesus comes back. But at this time, Jesus comes back and he says, his name is called the Word of God. You better get back to living by the Word of God. It says, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. They're going to have their day. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Sunday's coming, can I say? And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm glad this morning. Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, Christian friend. Hey, look up. Redemption draweth nigh. Yeah. Hey, speak up, friend. Hey, lift up. Amen. Hey, put your thumbs up. Keep your heads up. Hey, stand up. Amen. Hey, rejoice up. Praise up. Hey, glorify him up. Worship up. Because he got up, friend. On that third and glorious day.
Heaven.
Sunday's coming. Has it came for you one day?
Yeah.
Has it came for you? Can you say it came for me? I remember when Sunday came. Hallelujah to God. Woo, hallelujah. I remember when Sunday came for this old preacher. I don't deserve it, but I'm glad it came for me. And something on the inside caused that which was dead to come alive.
Hey, buddy.
And caused the sin to be forgiven. And caused the wrath of God to experience the grace of Almighty God. Friend, well, thank God for the grace of His Son, Jesus Christ. Yeah. What a Savior we serve. What a Savior. I hope you're feeling better about right now. I hope something inside of you just started flittering and flying around. You may not have felt like it when you came in. But friend, hey, you're the blood bought. You're the price of the Son, Jesus Christ. You're the purchased possession, friend. You're God's beloved, adorable children. And He loves you. Friend, Sunday's coming for the one that's sick. Sunday's coming for the ones that's suffering. Sunday's coming for your backaches. Sunday's coming for your heartaches. Sunday's coming for your problems in life. Sunday's coming. Hey, lift up your heads. You're a people that no other people could experience. Hey, you're somebody in Jesus Christ. You're the bride of Christ, son. You may not have material possessions, but that doesn't put you into the body of Christ. You may not have nice clothes, but it don't matter. You could have boogers hanging at your nose and still be a child of God. Somebody help me. I want to say, I'm thanking God. Hey, that Sunday came.
Yes,
I'm a child of God. It don't matter what I'm going through. It don't matter the sickness or sorrow. Hey, that this old world puts on me and the things that drag us down. It don't matter all the bitterness and all the discouragement. Friend, all that's going to be gone. Hey, when Sunday comes and the Lord Himself shall be from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and we which are alive in Christ shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Sunday's coming, church. Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Sunday's coming. Been saved. Hallelujah. Been saved by His precious blood. Washed in the blood. I didn't have an experience. I didn't have an experience that was just physical. I didn't have an experience that was just emotional. I had an experience that was spiritual.
Yeah.
Spiritual things last forever. Eternity was sealed when I got saved for me. Hallelujah. And I've been sealed to the day of redemption. The Bible says no man can pluck me out of my Father's hands. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that Sunday that came in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm His. And He is mine forever. And I'm glad I'm on the winning side. As Sam said, he read the back of the book. It says we win.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sunday's coming. I do feel bad for those that will reject Christ. I do feel bad for those that are not believers. I do feel bad for the apostate, those that have turned their back on God. I do feel bad for the churches, the so-called churches that do not preach Jesus' death and burial and resurrection. I do feel sorry for them. Hey, but all I can do is preach it. All you can do is preach it. All we can do is live it. No matter what they say, no matter what they accuse you of, no matter what they call you, hey friend, a Bible thumper or a church goer or a fundamental, it don't matter, friend. All you are is a saved, blood-washed child of the living God. And friend, one day, Sunday will come.
Yes, sir.
And I hope they find grace with the Lord Jesus Christ before Revelation 19 takes place. I hope they find the same thing I found. And actually, I didn't find him. He found me. He found me where I was at. But I hope he finds him. And he's looking. He's looking. You say, what is he looking for? He's looking for an open heart and an open mind. Someone to see him as the Savior and to see themselves as a sinner so that they can be saved by his amazing grace.
Hey, buddy.
Thank God for God so loved the world. Quote this with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah, hey. God. Gracious thing.
Yeah.
Heaven. Thank God. Well, praise the Lord. Stand and take an offering. You say, that's all preachers do. I'm sorry I have to do that. We have to do our offering. Don't get down on me now. Thank God for the resurrection. Let's have our ushers come forward and let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, and thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for this day. Lord, I do thank you for every soul that came in here today. And God, we need something straight from you, and we ask you to touch us. Make this day in our lives be a memorable day, Lord, we can remember. Lord, this day, Lord, we do remember what you've done. Lord, we wasn't there, Lord, when you got up. We wasn't there when they crucified you. If we was there, we would have been in the crowd hollering, crucify him, crucify him. Well, we probably would have been deceived, Lord. Lord, I'd like to say I wouldn't have been, but Lord, I know that I would have because I'm a sinner. Lord, I wasn't there when they crucified you, and I wasn't there when you got up, but Lord, I was there when you saved my soul.
Yeah.
I was there that day, Lord, that you saved me by your amazing grace. Lord, I'm thankful for that, Lord. And if there's anybody here, Lord, today that's not saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, that today they will come and they will see themselves a sinner. They will bow down and ask you to forgive them of their sins and simply trust in you to save their soul before Sunday comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Get your hymnal, turn to page 246. We're going to sing this song. Y'all got it, page 246. It says, you ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone.
Yep.
'Twas at an old time altar where God came into my heart. And now my sins are gone.
Yes.
The Lord took full possession.
Hey, buddy.
The devil did depart. And I'm glad my sins are gone.
Yeah.
When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone.
Yeah.
You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone.
Hey, buddy.
I'm living now for Jesus, and I'm happy night and day because My sins are gone.
Hey, Blaine.
My soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone.
Yes,
I don't know if you understand it or not, but Jesus, everything Jesus touched, he raised up. The blind man saw, that couldn't see no more. The lame walked. The woman with the issue of blood, he healed her. He took care of every situation that was out there. Lazarus died and was dead for 4 days. He raised him up. And he raised the young children up in the Bible. And he raised people from the dead up. But you know what? The only thing, and one of these days, let me say this. One of these days, I'm going to be raised up. Because I'm born again. And you say, well, I'm not born again. I'm lost. Well, I hate to tell you, but you're going to where the only thing that was buried that's not going to be raised back up is. You say, what's that? My sins. See, Jesus, when he took my sins and he died on the cross, he took them to hell. And he buried them there. That's a disposal place. And he says death and hell, and the judgment was brought up to be judged. You're going to be brought up to judge about the deeds that you've done. But you reject God, you're going to live forever, not only in your sins, but in other people's sins. You're going to burn in hell. That's the only thing that was buried, was my sins. And Jesus said they're not to be brought up. He said, I'll remove them as far as the east is from west, and I remember them no more.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad not only because Jesus rose, he buried my sins. And all I had to do is accept him as my personal Savior. Now my sins are buried. Why? Because he rose from the dead. And he lives forevermore. I'm glad. I could say I'm happy this morning because my sins are gone. Amen.
Hey, boy.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. beneath the blood on the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgiveness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Amen. Praise God, they're gone. Amen. Anybody have any birthdays this morning? Any birthdays? I think Angelina had one. We're going to sing happy birthday to Angelina. Yep, she got up early. That's okay. She had a good birthday party. It was fun. You sing happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you, and each day of the year may you find Jesus near. Oh, happy birthday to you, oh, happy birthday to you, and the best year you've ever had.
Hey! Anybody have any anniversaries or anything? Oh, we got an anniversary. Wow, that is awesome. Amen. Just sing happy anniversary. Amen.
Huh? I don't know.
You don't know happy anniversary? What do we do? Hey, happy anniversary. I don't know. I'm not usually up here doing this.
Happy returns on the day you're wed.
Yes.
May you ever be
yes.
true to the vows that you say. May God bless your home all the days of your life. May you glad you became husband and wife.
Hey. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have any birthdays or anniversaries? Amen. All right, choir, if you would come up. Y'all can be seated. Have the choir come up and we'll sing a couple songs.
Let's do that thing in the morning.
Away, nothing to say, just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead, so this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now he was dead and gone. The garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail. How could a night be so long?